Siberia. Worse for 82 years, more to come. Britain is snowed to a standstill. Babies in peril. Babies in peril. Babies in peril. It's chaos. Babies in peril. Babies in peril. But it was left to the wife of the Minister of Power, Mrs. Richard Wood, to supply the bathos of the Big Three. I refer, of course, to the tale of the black woolly pants. While her husband was bothering himself with power cuts, gas rationing, and coal shortages, Mrs. Wood was quoted as saying that English people don't wear enough clothes. She allowed herself to be photographed in black fishnet tights and black woolly pants with a little bit of white trimming at the knee. Babies in peril. It's chaos. Babies in peril. It's chaos. Babies in peril. Now it's Siberia.
So, they say we can blame the freeze up on the Hawaiians. When pushed to it, the height of the power crisis, the electricity people said it would need £90 million, the price, incidentally, of two Polaris submarines, to close the gap and give us a small margin of safety. Spreading this capital cost over 25 years, which is the normal accountancy procedure, it shouldn't add more than sevenpence halfpenny in the pound on every electricity bill, just the price of four candles.
Babies in peril. Babies in peril.